chaver of very well-known work, Mipage Akehilos, which details the mikovas, the sources for various Minhage Yisrael. And Rabbi Goldhaber is a very well respected Talmud Chacham and also extremely often cited Mechaber when it comes to his insights, particularly in the realm of Minhagim. We're very privileged today for our yeshiva, Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elkanan, to be able to host Rabbi Goldhaber, a special Hakaras HaTov to Rabbi Dr. Jonathan Helfand for bringing Rabbi Goldhaber and making the shidduch. I apologize ahead of time. I haven't davened mincha yet, so I'll have to leave a little early, but we all very much appreciate that you're able to enlighten us in this area. As we know, minhag Yisrael Torah hu, sometimes minhag is osios gehinnom, and it's very important to have somebody to help us navigate the waters of which one is which. Rabbi Goldhaber is going to speak specifically about a topic having to do with how we appropriately define Chilul Hashem in terms of defining different types of content. So thank you very much, Rabbi Goldhaber. Okay.
The Sugya of Chilul Hashem is spread out in Shas, in Shoinim, in Poskim. It's a very wide topic. I'll say over Namish the kids and him was a few klalim and shas and the psikas ha'amdam. Then I'll go to a chiddush they have in Chilul Hashem. The Chilul Hashem we learn from the pasuk in Gdashi b'Zayv Bnei Yisrael u'leschalu shem kotshi. The Ramban and the Rambam ha'mefarash that the Chilul Hashem is the hepoch from Kiddush Hashem. Wherever there's Kiddush Hashem, the opposite direction is Chilul Hashem. If a Jew is the kind of mitzvah, that's the Kiddush Hashem. He's Mahal Hashem Hashem in this world. On the opposite side, if someone does Avera, he's Mahal Hashem Hashem. Chilul is the opposite side from Yikul. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos has three categories in Chilul Hashem. The first category is Ha'oiver Aver Ba'oines. And Beferesia, any Aver is Oiver Chilul Hashem. He's Oiver Chilul Hashem Ba'oines. The second category is Ha'oiver Aver Ba'mezid. In this category goes in the major Chilul Hashem from the Gimel Averis and the Shas Hashmad, all goes in this category from Aver B'mezid. Shem Tov could also be, but not B'oines. And he's Chayiv Malkus, the Rambam says, twice he's Chayiv Malkus. The Michas Chinuch said he's Chayiv Malkus twice, one for the Aver and one for the Chilul Hashem. It's Aver B'nei Atzma, it's in Minyan HaMitzvos, there's a special mitzvah for Chilul Hashem, Aloysius of Chilul Hashem. The third category is Adam Choshuv. Adam Choshuv has a special aloha that because Rashi's Masbi a few times in Shas, because the Ktanim look after the Gdolim, and if a Gadol does a Maisa, not even a Maisa, that in the Eini HaKotan it looks like an Avla, it looks like a Avera, so he's going to Mechil Hashem. Why? Because the Kotan sees that this Gadol is Mezalz in the Mitzvah Hashem. That's Rashi Ben Azor, Mezalz in the Mitzvah Hashem. The Ran says it's an Eden because we can learn from him. So he's Nichlal in this Loisese of Chilul Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma gives a whole set of Dugmos, of samples from small Avles that Adam Choshev shouldn't do because he goes into this category of the tzad hashoveh from all these three is we have to be over aver or the raisa or the rabbonon or a avla that has a smachta from the raisa or offspring, even if it's mota lechatchila by Adam Choshev, but it has to have a shaychus with aver or with a mitzvah. I'll give two examples to just to have to understand. Medin Torah or Shvuas Oynes doesn't have a toke of in a Shvuah. If someone presses a Jew to make a Shvuah, and in his heart he's thinking B'shas Ma'isa that I'm not swearing, he doesn't have to be in a kind of Shvuah. Now, it could be that Adam Choshuv has to be Machmir. Because not everybody knows this halacha. Now, where do we see this? We see this by a goy. The Rambam doesn't bring in the three categories a goy. I'll soon come to a goy, and that's where I start my mahalach, my chiddush and chiddush Hashem. Another dogma in Gemara is the Adam Choshuv shouldn't buy Ba'akofa. How do you say Ba'akofa?
Credit.
In the store because we see that someone could think that he is over a Segneva. Someone could think you have to be Choshuv even in such a far Machshav. Is Adam Choshuv. So it has to do with Avera. It has to have Shaykhs with Avera. You can't say stand that a guy is going to think that if I go over the red light, I'm over there. Going over the red light doesn't have shaykhus, no avera. It could be it's the cheretz or zakana zefashet, but there's no loisa that to go over the red light. It doesn't have shaykhus chilul Hashem in these three chilul Hashem. Now in the Gemara there's another chilul Hashem klape nochri. Moses says that if a Nochri thinks that al pidin Torah you're not allowed to do something, lemoshel gzeilas akum, gzeilas goy, leman da'om adar etzmoto, midin Torah. So you let take away from a goy. But if the goy thinks, because the goy thinks that the Jew is not allowed to take away from a goy, and he's over Isak Zayla. So that's why we have Isak Chil Hashem Bagnevas Akum, Bagnevas Goy. Because the goy thinks that you're not allowed. Even Medin Torah, there's no Isak of Zayla Sakum. The man Dom of Zayla Sakum is Muta. Another sample is there in the Gemara, Shvuas Oynes. I said before, if someone swears ba'oynes, because the goy doesn't know that shvuas anenas is mutter, so if we make a shvuah in a goyish court, we have to be mekayim even if we made it ba'oynes, because the goy knows by their law, even our shvuas anenas has a kiyum. So he thinks by a Jew it's the same law. I think I gave two samples of Chil Hashem by a goy, but also, I'm saying it again and again, it has to have Shaykhus with Aver. My Chiddush is that we find a few Rishonim that Urim Chadash is a very, very big Chiddush. They don't say it's a Chiddush, they say it Kedava Poshut, that it is a Chil Hashem by a goy, even if it doesn't have Shaykhus with Aver. But Lanius deity has to have shaykhus with the das, with the religion. I'll start with the Masech Tekusim. Masech Tekusim is in the Masech Tektanis, in the Sfom Chitzoinim, in the Schabe, in the Tekufas Agoinim. Medin Toiro, a Ben Kuo, a living child, that when after the Shechita, is Muta Bachila without Shechita. The Masech Tekutim says, a very big Kiddush, that the kutim are machmir not to eat a bem kuo. Afa pe she Yisroel oichnim oisom, osu leechol oisom. She nema ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem elikecho, kshato kodosh lo yisase am achar kodosh lemala mimcho. Moi yodik aloshim. It's muto lecha tchile to eat a bem kuo, eva menachai, because there is a cut of kusim that don't eat, so we have to be, we're not supposed to be lower than that. Moyed Gechidish, the Chayim don't bring it. Yosef Engel has a Shekel Shmuel, Kedar 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 Kedar, He never missed nothing. I guess I think. But that's my first step in this Nala. Number two, in the Sefer Chassidim, it's more clear. Im yesh dovo shanochim noyagim by isu, but la Yehudim ainay osu, also la Yehudi sheyoychal, pen yischal eshem shumayim. So he gives an example. Nochi shoro shechaveiroi rova beime. Bestiality. They have the chok. I found it. I looked for it a long time. There's a Christian law that not only it is beime. So he says, lo yachleno Yisroi. Also a big chiddush. But this Sefer Chassidim, the Bach brings in it. In Yeridaya, and we'll get soon to it. So we have a new musig in Chil Hashem. Ha'isu, that the goy could be meichil, could put on the yid. Now I'll give another few colorful samples. That's more nagia l'maisa. Also from Tekufas Hashem. Ki yidu ad ha'chazoros ha'shatz, chazar ha'mataknim, but ha'maratzim da'day. We couldn't take it in after davening, but the chazan was moitzi the oilam with tefillin. The Rambam came up one day and he said, "Ois chazoros hashatz." Why? Because the oilam doesn't listen to the chazan. They speak and chat, so the whole town falls away. No one listens. No one's yaitze. But the Iker and the Sibir, what the Rambam was mevatel this Takanas Chazal, he says, because it's Goyer Mechil Hashem at the Goyim, that all the Goyim say, Shayehudim Roikikin, they spit, Vekichim, or Mesaprim, Techilosom. Interesting. Nusach, Shareheim Roim Zetomit. Very interesting. The Eden went into the Shul. What were they looking for? The Weisach Mishn. It's in this time, in this kufel, it's nochenetzli, I have the right idea to be mevatel at takana sadam. In this takana, all the rishonim, there's a big masanatan, what kind of toikev Rambam had. I found the interesting nusach in the maspik Lev Dashem, from the song of Avram. It says, Gdoile yador hiskimu mi'av. Betakonozu. Very interesting. I looked all over. I didn't find no one that was masking the Rambam. I was looking after till when this Takono in the Rambam went. I found it. It was in Syria, in Mitzrayim, in Israel, by the Mustavim were the old I shove him in that society till the Spanish expulsion. After Gerus Sforad, 1492, there was a big aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. There was a very big machlokes between the Sfardim, the new Olim, to the old Teshavim, and they won. The Chazor Hashatz came back. There's a true picture of Radvaz and Arei Ben Lev and Marlbach, Mabit. I found Shubas and all the Gdolei Asfardim that came after the Gerush. The very interesting Radvaz, he says that the two reasons why the Chazor Hashatz has to come back. One reason is we stopped to chat. Very interesting. Second reason is that the Goyim, maybe the Goyim at the time from the Rambam, they looked at us up with the Chshivas. So every chisson was a big chisson. But today, ein lachshosh, shagoyim mezalzelim betfilaseinu v'royim bem kfire v'dayetom aleinu shlilis v'yoisa. Like even the Balavach, Nas ke'ayin onu beineim. We don't have no chshivis in their eyes. So we have to bring back the takana from Hilchos Shas. I have a footnote. He writes the first time that we stopped Akachainik. In Advaz alone, there's a tshuva. Someone asked him that in our Kehila, the Olam is mafsig between the Tkiyas de Miyushev and the Tkiyas de Mohamed. So he says, no, what could we do? We can't be Moicha. We have to see that the Baltakea Chotchik shouldn't be mafsig. So I can make a Kal V'Chayma if Rosh Hashanah day. They had such a matzah, so the middle of the year was a lot worse. There's another Rambam, that's Rambam number one. Rambam number two is Kiddua, that the Rambam holds that Tfilas Ezra is betolo. The Rambam had a Talmud of Pinchas Adai in Alexandria. So he has a whole Masa Matnu with the Rebbe, that the minute the Rambam came to the Mitzrayim, the Sefer Yad HaChazon came to Mitzrayim, he was going a big Chil Hashem, because the Karoyim are Machmi on Tfilas Ezra, and the Oilem was also Machmi on Tfilas Ezra, and Machmi on Mechitze, and he came, but you don't have to be. So he was going a whole tumult between the Yiddish Kehila and him, because he's the Talmud of Nama, and he's the Netzik of Nama. More than that, that the goyim started to speak, because they have one of the laws is to wash around before the praying. And here the Rambam says you don't have to. So the Rambam answers in a very interesting lashon. The Skoybes Tshuves Igros Maramba from Shilat Hamut Tov Lamed Gimel. It's a very very long tshuva. He answers like this: "V'alei eina dovo, this chumra from Tfila says is eina elam minik b'shino, that's Europe v'mayre v'lvad. That's in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim and Aram Naharaim, Assyria. Aval b'chol orei roimi ve'edoim ma'olam loinagum minik ze from Tfila says. U'masin tamid, very interesting episode. Shivoyu chachamim gdolim merabonim me'oreichem." Comes from the Islamic lands, they come to Europe. When they see that from the Islamic Jews they wash around, they laugh at us. Means the Christians. So he's masbir his ashkofa. That the whole chumrah that the Jews in Mitzrayim had this minik, this chumrah, because they learned it from the Muslims. So I found a makor to this Rambam. Is a Asaf, Professor Asaf gave out a sefer Misafchus Hagoyinim, page 171. There's a tshuva from Rav Kohen Tzedek. He was in the last going in the Surah. He speaks about Tfilas Ezra Yom Kippur. He says like this: Kidua Yom Kippur inala nambeke chitze. The chitze l'shem taive, l'shem tanuk. But if it's not l'shem tanuk, mikir adin, it's mutar. He says like this: Im isti nesu ve'ein dati mishev esolov, he can't daven. So, l'kaneach l'tar asatsum b'yoyser. Bechein b'shar yomei sashana. He gives the heter Yom Kippur and the whole year. Mishum nekiyos u'mnekidush Hashem begoy. That's the siyum dorot. Nekidush Hashem begoy. The same notion is a tshuva of Havhai. Havhai was also was ben doire from Rav Kohen Tzedek. That's in Shari Tshuva, Saloniki, Simon Resh Tzadik Ches. The same notion that we go in Tvile, nekidush Hashem begoy. Asaf in the same sefer on the Sapos Agoinim, a tshuva later, it's page 173. He has a tshuva from a goyen anonymous, without a name, and it's very sharp tshuva. He says that we live in the Islamic lands, It is toikev rav lirchoitz. Echod mimaseh man eroimu she'eina menakim mesatzmom afilib yam kippah. Because we can say a kriya brochus et file if we have keri or tzayotit. So we have a few tshuvas agoinim that this inyan of tefillah sezer was the goyrim that's number two, Rambam number two. Rambam number three is the famous Rambam in Yad, Perek Dad Nechas Tfile. Rambam is Moisif one word to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Igi Azman Krishme, Oile Benoit Liyodov, Maniach Tfilin, Bekeri Krishme, Amas Palin. The Gemara says, Noit Liyodov, and that's the Psaka Shachanoch. Rambam is Moisif another word. Shachritz roichetz pono v'yodo v'raglov v'chakach yispale. Also he has to wash his feet. And the Ravid on the Goyer says, Amar Avram, where did he take this? Where did he take this raglov? I want to say that this raglov also came from the Islamic law that they have to wash the feet every day before they go into the mosque. And I found a few asmachtes to this there's a tshuva Rav Natronoi Goyen, a famous tshuva in the Seder HaTfile. Avam Goyen brings it in the beginning of the Seder. He says there's a Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus was the famous Seder HaBrochus in the tshuva in the Tkufas HaGoyenim. So he says Noitl Ponov Yodav Raglov Mevorech Al HaSeder, and he starts the tefillah. Everybody can see it on Adam HaSeder. Rav Saadia also, in the beginning of the Seder, yes, Tnoi HaTfilo Sheim Ha'akvim. He says, Lifnei Kol Tfilo, Minehechach Litlo Seyodayim, Vesaraglayim, Ad HaKar Sulayim. It's mamash like the Islamic picture. Meizem Moloch HaSavoido. Not a Seder, not like that. Kenza. There's no halacha. No, they write up near Akon, near Goyim. See, in the Gemara it says Yodav. To bring such a, whenever I speak about this topic, I wanna bring up halacha that we could understand. That everybody can understand. So we live in that society, so we see it every day. The Arabs, before they go into the mosque, they take off the shoes. This minig was spread out in Africa. Africa was the tequilas in Africa started to grow after the first Gerush and Sfar, that was 1391. There was a big exposure from Mallorca and Cordovero, and they left to South Africa. There's a tshuva in Rashbash. Rashbash was the son from the Tashbits. The Tashbits was the first Rabbonim that came to Algeria from Spain. Rashbash says that my father, the Tashbetz, when he came here, made a takana, so we have to take off the shoes when we go into the shul. In Spain, it was Christian. They didn't know from this Indian. They came there. They saw that the goyim take off the shoes. They have to take off. So there's a few shalis in Rashbash. They ask him, what's pshat? The same as Halechu, because it's all new for them. So we have to be choishish what the guy is going to say or not. They didn't understand. And Rashbash gives it up, mamish. Ziseverta. And that's the insult from the Hemshech of my Shmuis. Dova Yodua. The Rashbash is in Simer Reish Pei Hei. Dova Yodua Shebeis HaKnesses Roi Lefaroi Veleroi Memoi Lechavdoi Olaharki Menu Kol Mine Bezoyin. You have to be Mechabed HaShul. Now, how do you be? How are you mechabed? what is the gather of kovod? So he says he's mamshich. Kovodu kol dovo asher nechshav etzel bnei adam kovod. Whatever is in the eyes of the sviva, kovod. והכובד והבזורין האמיתי הוא כפי מחשב אז בני אודום והמקוימוס. You have to be specific, every land, every area, and his כובד and his בזורין. והנה, בארצות הנוצרים, in the Christian land, שאין אצלום בזורין, when someone goes into shul with shoes, so you go into shul. But בארצות האלו, in Islamic lands, it's a בזורין to go into their places, because Malcolm, the Minol, said the Isu, Likones, the Iron, the Sacknesses, the Minol. Arcane, Toiva Dovo, and we should make a Takona, the Hosir, Herpasa Umo, Ashechofuno. The Goyim went and they were Mavazed the Eden, because they Mavazed the Shul. Moyed Kazakh. The theme of the Chuvah is also very interesting. Eich Efsha. שבבייס ישמו אלך עוד, פוחש שבפרוסים, לא יוכל אדם להיכנס במינו. ובבייס אלהים ייכנס, איזו כבוד, איזו מוירה, אפילו לא היה הדובר איסור. רואו אלס, תקונו בדובר משום חרפס האומה. This is ממש הכי ומה היחיד. This was ההקדמה. Now we go to the point. Yeah. No, which melech?
So okay, but in other words, it doesn't imply a redefinition of chil Hashem.
It does. Firstly, his siyum is chil Hashem, cher pasa umah.
And is this?
But also, if we go into the melech, we have to go on our melech, not their melech.
No, who's our melech? We don't have a melech.
We don't have to think about them. Why should we change our hanoga because of them?
That's
what he says, that the melech has, our melech, our kovod has to be an offspring from the area. That's a big chiddush.
Is this different than like
that we don't do things that we're making?
What?
Mavelis will make because of the goyim.
Right, but it's the same.
Yisrael.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same idea.
Over here, we're machmir. It's a big difference. It's a big difference.
In other words, if we take off practices, the veilous practices that we're hired to do because we don't want to look foolish, so kol
shekein. It's a different shkofa. Over there was maybe because the yid was they looked modern. How do you say modern? Huh?
Strange.
Over here it's not strange. Over here it's a bazillion. It's a different nekudu.
Verse 7 says that if the davin is done, this is kapayim.
It's kapayim.
Because it's sukkah sa'ak, we don't do this.
It's sukkah sa'ak. Who brings it?
Verse 7, it's mega
bring. Very good. So now we come to the paskin. Yeah.
I'm not sure what the different shoes were in Africa and even in Europe, but could it be that in Africa people wore
dirty
shoes?
We're dirty. I know they took it off because of dirt. Pashtas. Now we come to the Pesach Shulchan Aruch that could be mechayev us in this aspect. Till now, the Rambam is very fine, the Sefer Chilim is very fine, but Halacha Lemaisa, it's a big step. ידוע, מה יעשה אקום בשבס? הגוי, מה יעשה אני מייקה מלוכה פרעיד? זה חילק מקבלונוס על הפויה. פויה means a laborer. כאילו, he's under the balabos. He's under the balabos. Whatever the balabos says, he has to do. That's also the שבס בתכלס. A קבלון is an independent contract. he has to build a building whenever he wants, whenever he doesn't want. He has to finish the building and it gets kafrika. So make a din, a kavan is mutter, a goy could take, a geet could take a goy, and he says, a contract, I want you to build a building for me, and I'll tell you, you could build Shabbos, Yontif, Sunday, Monday, no difference. The Roshonim, the big machlokes on the Tam and the Rambam, if we choshed, Kablonos, Otto Apoyel. That means, who can know that this building, that the goy is a Kablon? So there's a chashash, maybe he's a Poyel. So the Achron Shachon Aruch is like this. The building is a chashash. So now let me give a goy to build the building shops. A thing that's not Mechuba Lekarka, to sew a suit, there's no chashash, and you give a goy to work on it for Shabbos, even for Shabbos. Now there's a machlokes Roshonim. There's a very wide sugya, Resh Mem Dalet, Resh Mem Gimel, Resh Mem Hey, Resh Mem Vov. It's a very hard sugya. Mamash in 1 second. There's a machlokes Roshonim. If Borabim, there's also a chashash. There's a shita that the Borabim is more kuladik. Because in Marasayin, there's a klal in Chazal that ain't Marasayin Barabi. Now there's a very interesting Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, that's the Mechaber and the Piskei Din. Magen Avraham was a Rav in Kalish. He says when I came to this city, Kalish, I saw that the Kehila rented Goyim. The Kablonos to take the garbage. To take together the garbage. So he asked the Masa Matan if this is a Deraiser, the Rabbonon, because the garbage is on the earth. It could be a Chashash from Shvei Gumois. And for where's the Heter? If it's in a Karka, so it's Mechuba LeKarka, and Mechuba LeKarka is also the Kablonos. So he says the Gdoilim, that's his lashon, the Gdoilim, will make it because it's Rabbi. Come on, he finishes that they were gdoilim. Roisi shag gdoilim loy rotzolati. They were machmir. Why? Ki bezman hazeh ein ha'akum anichin l'shum ordom l'ases melechas peresiyeh b'yom chagom. The goyim don't let nobody to make a melacha in public in the chagas. So what? If we're going to let a goy make a melech for us, what's the chil Hashem? Pasha, the chil Hashem is like this. The goy doesn't take a yid to make a melech for him in his chag because it's so holy. Or the yid is going to take a goy in his Shabbos? That's Pasha. So, we hear a new chiddush, a new mahalach hamachshava. Yeah, a melech Shabbos that's mutter, could be mutter, because the goy thinks on the yid that is not mechaber the Shabbos. It's born a new issa. So the poskim on the spot the Torah Shabbos and the Rabbah of Kivega don't understand it. Later on, it was already Niklat and Ad Yomeinu Anu. That's what we'll see. I found who the Gdolim were. He said the Gdolim made this issue. I said because in Emos there's a Chuvis. The official Hershkovitz gave out 20 years ago a new Chuvis, Harei Kedem. He found it in JTS. Rabbi Yitzhak Eilenburg, he was a Rav in Kroker. Kroker is not far from Kalish. He has the same Shaila. And he says, very sharp Loshen, he says, Chil Hashem, to work and to build, even if it is a Heter, because it has a Shaychas with the Kehila, and it's a Chil Hashem. Then his Siyum is, he finishes the Tshuva with a different Knesh. He says, Acheinu Hador bin Anochim, and they look at us Kishem Shabbos, and we have privileges because of Shem Shabbos. We don't have to work by them, and if someone has a court case, he has a tool not to come to the court Shabbos. And if they're going to see that we have Poyalim Shabbos, they say Yimachal Shabbos. Yeshlochu a chum could come out on this. But the whole privilege that we have is in Sakana. I looked after the whole history in this area in Krokun and Shidlov. There's a lot of takonas, Lashmi on Shabbos, very very chumadika takonas in Schiros and in Kablonos. But the point of Chil Hashem I didn't find. Not just that the Rabitzik Eilenburg, this Rabitzik Eilenburg, his Rebbe was the Megine Shleimer. Megine Shleimer was the Rav in Krakow also, times in the Bach. They asked him if he let him build a shul with Kablonos. And he said it's also Batachlas HaYisr, because it's Mechuber. Oh, but the time from Chil Hashem it doesn't bring. The deity, whoever put in the poskim this Magen Avraham was the Chasam Sofer. He's the first one. Before the Chasam Sofer, I'll give two interesting nekudas. But Yankevem has two tshuvas. One tshuva is Shilas Yavetz Chelik Aleph Kuf Samach Zayin. They ask him from a kehila that a yid from the kehila wanted to collect a debt from a goy. And the guy wanted to get away from him. So he went to Shabbos to the stock market and he stopped his account. He closed his account. So the rabbi from the Kehillah wanted to put him in Cherem or Knas. Chal Shabbos. Rabbi Yankel said, there's no Chal Shabbos here. There's no Masel Matan. And it's Efsed Merubo. And if you want to say, he says, "Bidas Asma." If you want to say it's a Chil Hashem, because you go by a place from Master Matan, I don't see no Chil Hashem in this. He doesn't bring the Magen Avraham. He doesn't open the Magen Avraham over here. Only he says he brings this chash that we found by Rizik Eilenburg, that if you want to say that the goyim are going to make ma'anas the Eden to work on Shabbos, can zayn. Could be. But more than this, Chashash, I don't see. Chil Hashem, I don't see. In a different tshuva, it's Chelik Bey, Simen Samach. Over here, he has already the Magen Avraham a few years later. But this is very little controversial. Can you do that? The Chetzkas in Elbein was a little Chalukah Darabona between Midian Kevem and Knesset Yecheskel. Knesset Yecheskel gave a heter for a factory to be open Shabbos with a heter mechira. And the Knesset Yecheskel passed away, and they wanted to be mamshe with this heter mechira. So they went to the new Rav, and then Kevin had to be the new Rav after in Altona. The Maase didn't come, the Benison became Rav. And he has a very, very harsh shuva that is Zechil Hashem. It's a lot worse than the first one. And he brings the Magen Avraham, he has a very nice raya, interesting raya. And he says, Elzachain, if you're not going to listen to me, the Gemara says, Kolbay Shenisraf, Kolbay Shesh Bechil Shabbos, Sofer Shetisore. And he said, that's what happened, the whole factory got done. With the heter from the Rav. That's number one. And number two, before the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer Shver. And the Kivega and Gilin Asha and the Gilin on Magen Avraham, if we open a Shulchan Aruch, we won't find nothing. Yeah, but the late Egel, of Kivega's son, printed a Shulchan Aruch in Johannesburg. Over there, he had a Nuksav Yat from Taten, like Gilin of Kivega, that we don't have in our Vilna Shulchan Aruch. Over there, it says like this: Tmihani. He has two Tmias on Magen Avraham. First of all, Goy should show us five reasons. See, we want to be ma'akev a goy, shouldn't work Shabbos because he has the cheshbon, his chag. That's the real goy should show us. We're going him that goy should be shoyves. And second of all, why not?
There's malach
anyway. Huh?
There's malach
anyway. But we're going him, he shouldn't do a malacha. Now he shouldn't do a malacha. He should be shoyves. It doesn't work. He's sitting home. In this day, it doesn't work. He doesn't have a job. A goy should be over malacha. Has to be a malacha b'faras here. Doesn't mean cooking or sewing. Malacha b'faras here. So if we have a guy that works the whole week, and because we fire him Shabbos, he sits at home and reads the newspaper, that he does a shayves. Zichar shayves. That's one. And the second time is that we learned the Shvisa from them. So that's not fair. Very interesting. That's it. That's a Gillian of Kivegan and Shulchan Aruch and with the lay printed. It's very interesting that in Shulchan of Shleimeger, his son, his Pchor, someone asks him if he could build a shul Shabbos. That was the most of the Shabbos is a shul because it took a lot of time. The goyim weren't asking to break 2 days, Sunday, Shabbos and Sunday. And the shoel is in the shayla he writes, I heard b'shem your father of Kivegan. That he's cholik on the Magen Avraham. So you see, he gives him on the head. He's like, wow, you say such a thing. My father's cholik on the Magen Avraham. Pe kodesh eich yom adeva kaze. That's the nusa. Pli atzuma. Pli atzuma. The playmate was printed a few years ago. Masada Rav Kook. I think it's Simen Ches. Yeah, Simen Ches. There's a lot, von Stumen in this parasha. I'm going against that. Before there's one basic gospel that's cholik in the Magen Avraham. That's a Bishaya Basan. Bishaya Basan is the Rav in Reggio, in Italy. He's not so famous. He's famous with his Talmud. His big Talmud is the Ramchal. He has a tshuva from 20 sides, 20 amudim. A very interesting shaila. There was a kfar katan, a small shtetl. That two Jews had a factory from shoes. They took from the beginning till the end. And they had a heter mechira for goyim. Then the goyim worked Shabbos. And they became bali tshuva. These two Eden. And they fired the goyim for Shabbos. The goyim were very unhappy. So they went to the bishop from the city. And they said, kach or kach, we're losing money. So the bishop said, if they're not going to put you back in, we're gonna give them a knas, the Jews. First knas is we're not gonna let a goy work by them. And then we're not gonna let a yid work by the goy. B'yom chagom. So the Rav from this small town didn't know what to do. He asked the shaila for b'shaya basan. Rabbi Basan has a very big tshuva, long tshuva, and on my sa'akum, the Shabbos, a very big tshuva, and he brings the Magen Avraham. This is the place of the Magen Avraham. It's mamish this dogma. So he says, where did the Magen Avraham take such a chiddush? We didn't find it in Gemara, in the Roshonim. It's motto, and that's it. So we see that the poskim until the Chassam Sofer were making in this Chil Hashem. They didn't buy it. The Chassam Sofer is the first one that took it. The Chol Choy Meradin. The Chassam Sofer has five tshuvas on building shuls, batikvores, private houses. The first tshuva is Tovkuf Samachtes, 1809. Didn't know that Magen Avraham. He's still making. From that tshuva later, he's very machmir. Four tshuvas that he machmir, and he brings the Magen Avraham, and he has a good vote. He says, the pasuk says, "Vigdashti b'sechnei Yisrael, lezachal l'shem kodshi." So we learn the minyan, the davar shebekdusha, from the "Vigdashti b'sechnei Yisrael." So that's the pshat in the pasuk. Lezachal l'shem kodshi, you shouldn't make a chil Hashem when you want to make a kiddush Hashem. When you want to build a shul to be mekayim kiddush Hashem, you should watch. You shouldn't be over chil Hashem. Shein avot. And he has a few rayos at the Magen Avraham. And he has a few Yisofa. He said before today that the Chil Shabbos is getting worse. We have to be Machmir, more Machmir. But I see that he's Machmir, mostly he's Machmir on a Chil Shabbos from Rabbim. From Rabbim, that's a Pesach Knesses. And I wanna give another knage that's not only Rabbim, it's a Dovah Shel B'Kedusha. I'm going back now to the Chil Hashem from Yerushalayim. The Dovah Shel B'Kedusha has more kesher to the Chil Hashem, because the Chil Hashem is in the eyes of the Goy. The Goy looks at the Dovah Shel B'Kedusha from the thing, that you mechal the Dovah Shel B'Kedusha. We mechal the Beis HaKvoros or Shul, there's a lot more Kodesh in the private house. Ken Zayin. Now we can have a chkira. What is the Chil Hashem? If the Chil Hashem is that the Goy looks on the Yid that is Mechal Shabbos, is Mechal his Shabbos, or is Mechal the religion? The man of Kamina. It's very dark, as but the Nafkamina is when the Goyim are not Mechal the religion. We know that after Franz Josef, the whole religion fell apart, and they stopped to look after their own religion. So we can have such a chiyuv. The Goy knows that the Yid has to be frum, he has to be Shomer Shabbos, or even if the Goy is fry. Or it could look different. When does it hurt from the Goy that the Yid is Mechal Shabbos? When he is Mechabed, his Yoyim. So he thinks about the Jew that's not Mechabed his Yoyim. The minute he doesn't think about it, he doesn't look after it, or no, he looks after it. This is a Machlokes, a lot of Tamilich Sam Zayfer. I'm Sheik, I'm a Zusman Sefer, I'm a Ramash, I'm a Chamash Manamer. It goes further, I'm Shlema Kluger. It was Negel and Meiser, it was Mamash and Meiser, because the Goyim became fry, and also the Eden became fry in the same time. But it was a very big problem. And this one Rav, he wasn't a Rav, he's a Gadol B'Yisrael. It's very interesting. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a lot of svarim, a lot of tshuvas. I went through all the tshuvas that are nageya this mechiras Shabbos. Then after the emancipation, the Jews got reshus to buy land. Till then they don't have no privileges. So if they have land, you have to work. So then the Heta Mechira became very popular. So Shlomo Kluger has 16 tshuvas on this Heter Mechira. All of the 15 is Mekel. Is Mekel. The one tshuva is Machmir. The tshuva is an Elif Lecha Shlomo. The tshuva goes to the Rizhna. The Rizhna, when he left Galicia, he came to Austria. And he bought a big land, and he wanted to work. He wanted to work off Shabbos. So Shlomo Kluger, after his Bakoshas Mechila, he says, "Where did you find such a thing to be Mekel on Shabbos? You have to be the Melech, the Dugma, the sample, to be Mechazik Shmir Shabbos, and you're Mekel, and you're bringing a coldness in the Shabbos." Kama b'zoyim echil eshmoi zvorach yogoyren. Im b'yoyim eidom tish b'sam aloche b'derech hag they don't work k'toish Hashem yichul lechaz v'sholem b'yasek k'moi zachoyl ein lecho b'zoyim lechaz v'sholem yoysem eze. It's very interesting. 15 tshuvas is Mekel. He doesn't know from this chil Hashem. And this one tshuva could be that's the reason because he was a dogma for the klal. Very interesting. Matra Horwitz was Rav in Frankfurt. Talmud from Brazil Hildesheimer. He was the Edom of the Aruch Haner, very famous. He has two tshuvas. He has a sefer Matei Levi. The Simeon Gimel, he goes to Rabbi Yoina Jung. I don't know who he is. Yashayach to Rabbi Leo Jung. If you let him build a bais of a house with kablonas, he is machmir. That's a bais, it's not a shul. It's even easier. He brings the chasam sofer, and ein shum makum lohokl. Then he says, if you want to build a basement, it could be that's more, it's easier because no one sees. But to build normal the house, it's easy. He finishes with a melitza. He says, Chol Hashem Shabbos Meichal Elo Yischor Yav Moed Al Pi Peolem. It's Chol Hashem Shabbos Meichal Elo, if you nechil Hashem from the Goy, Yischor Yav Moed Al Pi Peolem. Years later, Rabbi Yitzchak Una, who's a rabbi in Mannheim, asked him that he asked three from his kehila that have a factory, and they want to work a whole day, a whole week, instead in Shabbos also. And over here also, he's machmir. He says, "How could we go against the psak nachasam sefer?" Very interesting. He was God Hungarian, but he became a yeker. I'm skipping a few bit more. Finish with the Bessie Shoal and the Bessie Yitzchak, the two Gdoilim in Galicia. Both Shilas were in the Gea shuls that were burnt, and they had to build it back up. It's a very hard, it's not easy to build up a shul. And the Shoyalim wanted to be Meikel, and both are Machmir. Bessie Shoal is a Shoyalim Eshet Kamos. Chayli Gimel Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, and the Bessie Yitzchok is Chayli Gerede Beis Kuntor Sachan Simen Dalet. Both write the Iyan from Nikhil Hashem from Nachsam Seif. My third Maimah and last Maimah are interesting offsprings from this Nuchil Hashem. I'll go through very fast. Smoking by Tanis Tzibur. You know, everybody knows the Mishnah brings the Niches Tishva, the Knesset HaGdoila, that you not allowed to smoke by Tzibur, Tishva B'Av. This Knesset HaGdoila has a very big history, and the Shav said Tzvi, I'm not going to it, but the Knesset HaGdoila writes, because the Goyim don't smoke the Yoyim Edom in the Yoyim Tzoyim, so we have to go after them. It's very interesting that Masham, Niches Tisha B'Av, that story brings this Knesset HaGdoila, and it says Geval, it says B'chol Kaseim Leselecho. Very man, David Tzvi Hoffman already, Melamed Loil, right away he says, what says means if you make a new issur, a new mitzvah, new aver, it's not new. It's hard to be mechaber the tzoyim. What's our nimuk in eating and drinking? It's not a new issur. Not mechadash or anything. The mechlal is he's nesalim from the Magen Avraham. He doesn't know from the Magen Avraham. Pele the goin zayin on the Masham. We mentioned David Tzvi Hoffman. David Tzvi Hoffman has a tshuva that you're not allowed to smoke in a shul because they don't smoke. How does he know? Rabbi Avadia Adaya was a Rishon Lezion in Yerushalayim before the Medina, and he writes that. In the Goyish court, they don't smoke before the judge. If we stand in shul, we could smoke. And I remember that a son didn't smoke before his father. Tell him. I know that in the Arab world, the smoking is very very common. I don't understand. If someone wanted to smoke before his father, he had to ask him in Rishus. בלתי יקחו ממנו רשות. The Bach brings in Eretz Beis HaKnesses Kufnun Aleph Meikir Adin, you're allowed to go into shul with a stick, with a maket, Gemara Mefereshes. But the Bach brings Afilu Mishnas Chassidim, even someone that wants to be a machmir could go in with a stick. Doila Shabbos says that whoever's machmir tovel lebrocha. Why it's called Shemayim? So the Shvus Yankev brings Shvus Yankev Chayli Gil Mesimen Aleph. He has a very nice, it's a very interesting Shuvah. It's good to look after. He says, what's this Kvod Shemayim? It's a Gemara Mefereshes. You don't go in. This is Kvod Shemayim. You can make no chumras. The Chido and Yosef Oymet Simen Tazayin has 15 ahores on the Shvus Yankev. He says he got it. He borrowed it for a night. The Shvus Yankev. And through the night, he went through the whole Sefer, Moed Kazach. And it's 15 hours. The first hour is on this was Yankiv. And it says like this. When I went through the Christian Arzis and Notzriyos, we went to Italy, into the Amsterdam, into Germany, I saw that the Miyachas and the Malchus, very, very big covet. And the Shoimrim, the gods, when they stand by the Melech's palace, they look after, no one should go in the stick. Even if it's a chosh of a stick and a chosh of a person. Stami means himself. So that's what he says, that's pshat in the Oila Shabbos, that we see there's such a thing of being mechabed, the Melech, not to go into his house with a stick. Essentially, the Shvus Yankev, he was Rav Metz. Metz is the Chosh of Kehila. So when I became Rav Metz, I saw in the corner, there's a hole in the wall. I never saw such a thing. He asked, what's the hole? Said, the Rav comes in with a nice stick. He asked where to put it. Where to put it in. Come to the Sri Deish. It's closer to this Moisid. There's a very interesting and sad tshuva that the Nazi Yimach Shalom came up in the region. They gave out a law that the Yidden couldn't get together only in shul. Only shul, no clubs and no. And they had a club where they gave lectures and singing and theaters for the Yidden. And now they can't come together only in shul. And so there's a pachan, they're afraid. If they're not going to get together in shul, they go someplace else, but they're going. So he goes into a very big tshuva. He goes into details of Chil Hashem and Kol Bes HaKnesses. So Sri Deish Chelik Aleph Simen Tezayin. And he brings the Magen Avraham. Then he brings up some sefer and he says like this: Yore ani lehatir mei mosoi sherabinu shebagoylo monach some sefer. And what? Some sefer says the famous tshuva against the reform that they put in a piano or organ in the shul, and some sefer says that it's a chil beis haknesses. Over there it's the opposite side, because in the church they took it from the church. And that's the siyum from the Sri Deish. He says the lecture is veisachnish, but the singing could be there's a mokim lahokl, because also they in their mokim they have concertim datiim. That's his nusach. So see, mamish he goes after the minigaku. Rav Breish has a tshuva. Rav Breish has a tshuva. If a blind person is allowed to go in the shul with a dog, so he says he brings the Magen Avraham, Chasam Sofer, and he says but they don't go in, so we also can't go in with a dog. Rav David Sperber, Brash Averov asked him if he's allowed to put in knock and nails in the shul to hang for hangers. So he also says Chil Hashem, and the Machsam Sofer. Clock they have. I have a big shmuz in my Sofer about a clock. The clock is zichah from the church. There's no doubt about it. The clock in shul is from the church. There were a lot of rabbanim that weren't happy about it. I heard from Rav Zalaznik, just passed away in Shalayim, in Shir Yitzchayim. He remembers, as a small child, the first yeshiva outside the old city was Kiyas Moshe, Yemin Moshe. And the Rav was a choshev Rav in the old city. And they put in a clock. He took a stone and he broke it. Chadosh asal sumanatayu. And that's Toyer Shabal Peh. There's a Rav before the war in Lemberg. That's not a lighter. Ma'ir es nosa. Mamsh before the war, they asked him if he had to put in a luach ha'meidos. In the shul, that is a lovely. So he says, I'm sure that they in their church there's no Lord Hamidus. It goes on and on to pay a debt in the shul. The very interesting too about the Zil Hildesheimer. If you're allowed to pay a choiv in the shul, so he says, but there in that place they don't pay a choiv. Davraim, the first thing that the Rebbe says, that is Yom V'chil Hashem. They take it off. Where did they put it?
Huh?
So there was no hanger.
So the king should also not get his wear hat. Also.
I didn't come yet. That's a without the Medina. A famous children without the Medina. Says the whole ichiyu from Kisa Rosh was because the oil went from Kisa Rosh. That was the cover there. Without the Medina, Chai Yehuda. The Taz is putting the opposite way. The Taz. Taz says it's for Kisei Nesilecho. But by them it's a chilul. If you go with a hat, it's not a covet. It's not a chilul. Yeah, but why did they take it off? It's mechavet. Yeah, but it's not a chilul. If someone goes there, is mechalul the place?
Yeah.
I know, yeah, because of COVID. If someone goes there, is mechalul, it's a chesam. You have to ask them.
Apparently, they adopted Gilui Rosh to make a difference between them and the Jews.
Yeah. See, Oy Vazoyis, it's a Yisuchamo today. Yes. I'll finish with the interesting parsha that I have. That's the fourth parak that I have. I can't say it over. I'll say it on Mamshon on 2 seconds. You do the Alliance. Kol Yisrael Chaverim was a famous organization that was founded in France, in Paris, and because the matzav and the Eden were very low, very broken, inside chinuch and money wise, in that time, so they gathered together millions of dollars, right, and to be mechazik the chinuch from the Jews all over in Africa and in Asia and in Italy and in Bulgaria, but the chinuch was mamish close to zero. But the problem was that they weren't from, they were very Yiddish, leumi, but not where they weren't from, and they sent teachers all over, and most of the rabbonim in these areas, Bedeve took them. One of the problems was very interesting. That's a point that no one looked after it. That they didn't have place for to learn. They didn't have schools. They learned in shul. So what did they learn? They learned half a day limited kodesh and half a day limited chol. So a lot of rabbonim came up with a new problem. Even if we'll say that a shul, in chutz la'aretz is a lower kedusha, but the mechalel of the shul you're not allowed. To learn limited chol is a chilul. Could be a chilul. Why could it be a chilul? Because the goyim, the Arabs, they have a special madrasa to learn lemidachol. Lemidachodesh, they can learn whatever they want. But lemidachol, they have a special place. I have 25 tshuvas only about this parsha. Going to the Allianz. All over, from Morocco and Gibraltar, in Tunis, in Italy, in Mogador. It's very, very interesting. Whoever wants to see it, could, I can send it to them. We should be only Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabi.
Amen.
I want to say Kibudah. Kibudah and Arayas. Arayas also.
Don't turn it off.
What?
Still recording.
Okay. The top one, right?
Yeah.